in our intercessions, when I say, how generous is your goodness, O God, can you please respond saying, all the earth shall worship you, O Lord. How generous is your goodness, O God. All the earth shall worship you, O Lord. We pray for the world troubled by the outbreak of this virus disease, which has added to the problems of inequality of opportunity, leaving much of the world's population open to the other perils that they face, such as hunger, warfare, insecurity, ignorance and deprivation of basic human rights. Those of us who have these human rights and economic security are realizing that to gain them, we are wasting too much of the world's resources and are inducing climate change, which could affect future generations. Almighty God, from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, kindle, we pray, in the hearts of all the true love of peace, and guide with your pure and peaceable wisdom those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that the tranquility, your kingdom, may go forward, till the earth is filled with the knowledge of your love. How generous is your goodness, O God! All the earth shall worship you, O Lord. We pray for the church throughout the world, in different time zones of different languages, ethnicity, and Christian denominations. Some will be in their church buildings for worship. Some will be in houses, others in the open air, and some, like us, using information technology. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer, which we offer for all your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry we may all serve you in holiness and truth to the glory of your name. How generous is your goodness, O God! All the earth shall worship you, O Lord. Finally, we pray for ourselves, for those close to us by ties of family and friendship, whether they live close by or in different parts of the world. We pray for the different members of our congregations, those in isolation, those who are sick or troubled, those who are working in their usual place of work, and those who now work from home, and those on furlough. We pray for carers, parents, children, and those who live alone. Heavenly Father, we pray that by your grace we may be mindful in the coming week of the love and that of your faithful people associated with the Church of Christ the Cornerstone, supporting us in all we do. May our life be so filled with this love that we will be able to overcome all the difficulties we may face, and in so doing, we'll show that love to all those we may meet. How generous is your goodness, O Lord! All the earth shall worship you, O Lord. Remember, Lord, what you have wrought in us, and not what we deserve. And as you have called us to your service, make us worthy of your calling, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.